Onto Britain, where business conglomerates have criticized Downing Street for failing to publish a paper on the future of the government's financial services industry after leaving the European Union. Senior financiers have expressed disappointment with London's delay in providing the much essential clarity needed for the sector. Business leaders accuse the government of creating a chronic state of uncertainty by sending wrong signals to the companies. The British government, however, declines to say that if any services paper would ever be published. Britain and the EU agreed in December to the principle of a transitional deal and to talks about future trade relationships. British financial services potentially have a lot to lose from the end of free access to the EU market once the UK leaves the bloc in March 2019. Pacific correspondent Mina Taylor says the British government is probably being disingenuous about the information sought by the business community.
This isn't just about what Downing Street knows or it doesn't know. It's all about the confusion that still exists. Because I know personally of companies that are already moving their headquarters from London in anticipation because they can't afford, quite frankly, whether economically or in terms of their own strategic building plans for the future, to just wait until Theresa May and her Brexit secretary, David Davis, to actually sort this out. And I do feel that the government are perhaps being disingenuous here, because it's not that they don't have a clear idea of what might happen with London, it's they're choosing not to divulge that. Just a few weeks ago, Sadiq Khan, London's mayor, commissioned his own independent research on this topic, where it was ascertained that with a hard Brexit, Britain could stand to lose, in terms of London's business, some 50 billion, that's billion with a B, if London chooses to be a part of this hard Brexit.